your say now. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97 97 97.
You're very welcome back into the show. And as it is Thursday, we are heading over to chat with Leah Purcell, Chartered Physiotherapist. Good morning, Leah, and welcome back to the show. This week, we are talking about osteoporosis, as it is World Osteoporosis Day on the 20th of October, next Monday. I suppose the first question to ask is, what exactly is osteoporosis?
Good morning, Hannah. It's good to talk to you. So I just thought today we'd speak about osteoporosis ahead of Osteoporosis Day, which is on Monday, which is an international day to try and raise awareness about osteoporosis and its effects. So osteoporosis is a condition in which the bones in our body become thinner and more fragile, and then it makes them more likely. It makes you more likely to break a bone. There's another condition called osteopenia, and that's kind of a step on the road towards full-blown osteoporosis. So we have a normal bone density in which our bones are strong and healthy, and then if we lose bone density, that is osteopenia. And then if you further lose more and you kind of go into the red, that's osteoporosis. And I suppose it's really important to know that bones, lots of people think of a bone as just a bone, as in it's unchanging, but actually within our bodies we have cells that are constantly building up our bones, our bone density, and breaking it down and building it up, and they're usually in balance throughout our life. And in osteoporosis or osteopenia, there is an imbalance in the build-up of the build-up versus the breakdown of the bone cells, and that's what causes the bones to get weaker and more brittle. And the conditions, like the osteoporosis itself, doesn't really have any symptoms, but the fractures can lead to, like, obviously pain, but also can result in a loss of height or stooped over kind of posture, and that can then affect your mobility and quality of life, and overall ability in doing the activities of daily life.
Yeah, and how exactly would someone get osteoporosis? Is it something that develops over time? Is there a certain age that you might start developing it?
Yeah, so there's a few factors. In general, by the age of 20, in everybody, our peak bone mass has been laid down. So if you get a good high peak, if you've had a good diet, you've done plenty of exercise in your youth, you haven't needed certain types of medications, and you haven't had any illnesses that can sort of predispose you to osteoporosis. If kind of by the age you're 20, you've got a good high peak bone mass, that's really good. Then between the age of 20 and 35, that sort of just stabilizes and stays the same. So your bones don't get much stronger, but they don't go down much. Generally, after the age of 35, we start to lose our bone density by about 1% every year. And if you've got a good high peak bone mass, then losing 1% doesn't make a big deal to you. Mm-hmm. But what can happen is, particularly in women around the age of menopause, there's about 5 or 10 years around menopause that women can lose up to 15% of their bone density per year. Mm-hmm. And that at that stage is a lot of the time in women when they start to see the problem with osteoporosis. In general, so that's kind of in sort of a normal natural history of osteoporosis. There are other conditions. If you have a maternal history, so if your mother or people on your mother's side have osteoporosis, you're more likely to get it. And likewise, if you've had an early menopause, that can predispose you to it. Or if you've had long-term use of steroids or cancer treatments, or conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes. And the other thing that can have an effect is over-exercising or anorexia in your youth or in your teens. If you're not fueling enough to reach that peak bone, a good peak bone density, then the losing density can really affect the brittleness of the bones.
Yeah, and how do we know if we have osteoporosis? How would someone be able to tell? What suspicions might someone have?
Yeah, so unfortunately, in a lot of ways, osteoporosis is a silent disease, and so a lot of the time people don't know they have it until it's too late and they have a fracture, unfortunately. But there are other a DEXA scan, which is it's you don't like an MRI scan and an x-ray would kind of look at the bones, the shape of them and the outside of the bones. A DEXA scan looks within the bones at the density and how porous the bones themselves are. That's how you diagnose osteoporosis. So ideally, if women can have a DEXA scan around the menopause or in the few years after the menopause, particularly if they've got any of those risk factors I spoke about, that'll look at your bone density. But unfortunately, osteoporosis doesn't, there's no pain or no obvious signs or symptoms until you have a fracture. But it is really common, like 1 in 3 women over the age of 50 is likely to have some form of osteoporosis, and 1 in 5 men. So it's quite common.
Yeah. And I suppose then if there's not really any way of telling you have it, I suppose it's about managing your lifestyle now in just hopes to prevent it. Yeah. What exactly?
And unfortunately, in our health system now, unfortunately, a lot of the time we're like the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. So like when someone has already fallen and broken a bone, they're well looked after. But the prevention is so important in osteoporosis. And I would really urge anyone listening here who's been diagnosed with osteopenia, what I see in the clinic often can happen is that someone has been diagnosed with osteopenia, which is kind of mild osteoporosis, and they're put on calcium or vitamin D or calcium supplements, and they might take the supplements until they finish out that, but they don't renew the prescription because they don't feel any different. It doesn't actually make a difference to how they feel, so they sort of forget about it, and then their bone density starts to go down, and then they can have a fracture. So I would have seen lots of people over the years in the clinic who said, oh, I was diagnosed with osteopenia 10 years ago, but I didn't take anything for it. And then I fell or had a very light injury, but it broke my arm, or, you know, I fell and broke my hip or something like that. So I'd really urge anyone, anyone over menopause age, particularly in women, or if you have any of those risk factors, so long as you're under the guidance of your GP or whatever, you should be taking some form of vitamin D and calcium to look after your bones.
Mm-hmm. And apart from the kind of the medication and the diet, what else can we help to help with this? Would any kind of exercises be important to implement as well?
Yeah, so firstly, I really think a big thing, again, just so that's for people who already have osteoporosis, I think it's a huge thing to teach kids about bone density, and young women and men as well who are, like, that's as good as reason for any to exercise. So say for young people, going to the gym and doing your strength training, doing your weights, doing your running, that's all really beneficial for your bones. It helps, exercise helps to build up the bones. And yes, you may not have osteoporosis now, but you're laying down the foundations for the future. If your bones are good and strong and dense from having a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle, not smoking, not drinking too much, and getting regular exercise through your teens and your childhood years and your teens and your 20s, that's where it starts, you know. So then you build up a good reserves in your bones. And then if you have been diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, exercise is really, really important in helping to maintain and potentially improve your bone density. Obviously, you would definitely need to speak to a doctor about what medications you need to be taking to build up the bone density or maintain what you've got and stop it from going downhill. But with a physio guiding you in exercises sort of mainly aimed at your strengthening and your cardio, so that's normal for everyone, should be doing that. But in particular with osteoporosis, you want to have good balance, so incorporating some exercises for your balance so you don't have a fall and cause a fracture that way. And the other thing is exercises to improve your posture, because the sort of traditional sort of stooped over posture that you see with osteoporosis, it can be as a result of stress fractures in the spine, or sort of the spine sort of wedge fractures collapsing towards the front, and people sort of end up hunched over. And thankfully nowadays you don't see as much of that because osteoporosis is better managed, but exercises for posture can really help for people with osteoporosis.
And then in terms of what physio can do for someone with osteoporosis, what does that treatment entail?
Yeah, so again, like I said last week with the rheumatoid arthritis, having a physio as part of your team is a really good idea if you have osteoporosis. Someone to check in with, to check what exercises that you are doing and what type of exercise you are doing, and maybe guide that or suggest some improvements or give you some specific balance exercise or postural exercises. That's a really important part of the physio management of osteoporosis. But also the typical what people think about physio a lot of the time, massage or needling or taping, all those things that relieve pain, they can help with the pain of osteoporosis. And then also looking at your general mobility and having a check-in with a physio is a good idea, just to you know, if your mobility starts to decline or you're not getting around as easy as you usually are, or you're not as independent or as mobile, having a physio there to find ways of getting you back to your optimum, to your potential, is a really good idea for anyone. So I think just anyone, similarly, what I said about the rheumatoid arthritis and the autoimmune arthritis when I was speaking about it last week, having a physio in your corner, someone that you can just check in with, and in terms of your physical health, is really good, as well as having your doctor and your medications.
Of course. And there's just two messages that have come in relation to osteoporosis. The first one, it reads that other than vitamin D, the doctor is trying to get me on Prolia, but they are scared to go on it because of the possible side effects. They say that their osteoporosis is quite bad. Of course, Leah, I know you are not a GP. That is, the medicine is more on the GP side, but they're scared of the possible
Yeah,
side effects.
so I understand that. So there are risk factors. There are different families of medications given to help build up bone density. So if you have osteopenia or a milder form of osteoporosis, taking a calcium supplement and vitamin D is probably enough, and people generally don't mind taking a supplement like that. If your bone density starts to go into the red, you obviously the doctor obviously, and that's through looking at your DEXA scan and the score that your DEXA scan comes back with. If that's going downhill, the doctor will recommend medications, or the rheumatologist will recommend medications to take. Some of them do definitely have side effects, and but there are different types. I definitely think it's worth speaking to the GP or the specialist, whoever's advising this, and you doing your own research. But there's risks, and there are risks of side effects in taking the medications, but there's also big risks if you don't take the medications as well, in terms of having a fracture or compression fractures in the spine or those kind of things. So I know it can be really difficult decision for people to make, and it's one that you should make have a conversation with the doctor about. When sometimes people are just told in a very quick appointment, I'm going to put you on this, and then they go home and do the research and they realize, I don't know if I want it. Some of the medications also with osteoporosis, once you start them, you can't stop them, you have to stay on them, and that's obviously not a good situation to be in if you have side effects. But I just think if you could sit down with the doctor, armed with the information you've read up on in the meantime, and then have a conversation, because it can be quite a reactive situation when a doctor says, okay, we're just going to put you on this, take this, go away and do it. And maybe if you're not keen on doing that, it's probably worth booking an appointment, and maybe booking a longer appointment if that's an option in your doctor's surgery, to give you the time to have that discussion.
All right. And then another message is asking, how often should a woman with osteoporosis get a DEXA scan for over 55 years old?
Yeah, so usually it depends on your circumstance. So if you've been put on medications, they might want to get a scan a year. It depends on your individual circumstances. For someone who's been diagnosed with, say, osteopenia or a mild form of osteoporosis, and they're not on medications, they'll usually take them back in every 2 to 3 years to check on the bone density again, and see if you're maintaining your bone density or if it's going downhill and they need to change your management. But if you already have osteoporosis, which it sounds like that lady has, and if you're already on treatment, the doctor who's prescribing that treatment might want to see you sooner, might want to see you after a year or 18 months. So it's kind of down to how much osteoporosis, how bad is it, and what medications you're on. And obviously, you don't want, if you have too many scans, you won't see, you the scans need to be somewhat spaced apart so that you can know whether the medication or the current management is working. So it's individual, basically.
All right, Leah, we'll have to wrap it up there for this morning. That is chartered physiotherapist Leah Purcell from the Able Bodies Physiotherapy in Newbridge. Leah, good morning, and thanks as always for joining us on Thursday mornings.
Thanks, Hannah. Bye bye.
Physio Room. You can continue keeping your messages in on 0833 97 97 97.
The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045 435 480 and ablebodies.ie.